Medical students will tell you that they learn some of their most important lessons when they practice on real people. But increasingly, doctors in training do their first medical procedures on fake patients. High-tech mannequins can mimic the human body in astonishingly realistic ways. They go by names like Stan the Man, Nita Newborn, and Mr. Hurthead. To see how lifelike they can really be, NPR's Nell Boyce recently tried her hand at some emergency surgery on Trauma Man.
Trauma Man should be called Torso Man. He's a headless, legless, armless torso lying on a table covered in blue cloth. He's got nipples and a belly button. His ribs bulge beneath pink, rubbery skin as his chest rises and falls with each mechanical breath. Christopher Tolley designed this device at Simulab Corporation, based in Seattle. Tolley says what's important is not how Trauma Man looks, but how he feels.
Well, it's designed to feel to the touch and respond the way that the human anatomy would in the human tissue. So the skin layers and everything are realistic.
To see if that's true, I pick up a scalpel and cut in under the belly button.
Yeah, that's so pretty gross.
As you can see, the simulator will give a blood flow response. When you cut into the tissue, it bleeds right to the surface.
The blood actually spurts out. But Trauma Man isn't realistic in every way. His skin is a little rubbery. It isn't warm to the touch. He doesn't have blood vessels or intestines. But for the 6 surgeries the doctors learn on Trauma Man, he's as close to life as possible. The procedure I'm learning is the peritoneal lavage. It's what doctors do to check trauma patients for internal bleeding. You need to cut into the belly and find a kind of sac that holds the organs in place.
You'll be able to see how you're doing as far as getting this open to get through that skin layer.
Okay, so now I'm through the skin layer, and what's this yellow stuff right here?
That is a subcutaneous fat simulation. Try to separate the subcutaneous fat and work your way down to the fascia layer.
I'm sort of worming my way through. Okay, I think I'm past the fat. I mean, it definitely totally feels different. Like, the fat is like globular, kind of, and then you get this smooth muscle layer down there.
I cut through the muscle, then more fat. Underneath is the gooey sac filled with fluid. I pick up a pair of surgical tweezers.
Then if you can reach down in there and grab the sac, as you're calling it, the inner peritoneum, and draw it. There, you got it right there.
Oh, I've got it?
And
look
at
that
back up through the incision.
I have to say, this kind of rocks. I mean, I'm ready to do this on a person. I feel like I seriously didn't expect it to be this realistic.
That is the comment that we get on a regular basis.
But my confidence soon wavers. Cutting between Trauma Man's bony ribs to insert a chest tube, I have to apply a lot of pressure. Finally, I pop through a tough layer that surrounds the lungs. It's hard to get the tube in the right spot. Putting one in his neck is easier. I can tell I'm in the right place when I hear liquid and air mingle together. But I'm not a doctor. I don't even play one on TV. So what do the experts say?
I was taken aback the first time I tried to do a procedure on it.
That's Ernest Block. He's a surgeon at Orlando Regional Medical Center who uses Trauma Man to train about 80 students a year.
The texture of the materials, at least through gloved hands, made it feel very realistic.
Block says this and other simulators have started to play a critical role in medical education. For one thing, they let students make mistakes without killing anybody. And the students can practice the procedures again and again and again. At my operating table with Christopher Tolley, the fake patient is still alive, barely.
So do you think there's really any limit to the things that can be simulated these days?
I don't believe so.
Simulators are getting more sophisticated all the time. Some have eyes that dilate when they get drugs. Others have hearts that beat and can be shocked back to life. All that realism doesn't come cheap. Some simulators go for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Trauma Man runs just a few thousand. But you've got to cut him up, and replacement parts cost extra. Nell Boyce, NPR News.
And you can get a look at Trauma Man on our website, npr.org.